What's going on, everybody? It's Big Bougie. We live in the studio today with the one and only Goon. If you haven't known, we've been working on this project, the Veterans Day, for a little bit now. It's about to come out, so he came on by ENC 96 to sit down and do the interview. So we're going to let him give his shots out, holler, let everybody know where he's from and what he's doing.
Right. Y'all already know. It's your boy Goon, you know, repping Goon Squad. Officially from Cold City, North Carolina, New Bern area, Craven County stand up, y'all already know. You know what I mean? I just want to shout out my whole team, you know, Sincere, my nigga Slugger G, you know what I mean? Octane, Murdoch, Naldo, you know, the whole A camp, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, Akil, you know, I got my models, they grinding. Everybody's out here, man. We just doing the thing right now.
Okay, now, you from the New Bern Cove City area, right?
Right.
Tell me how growing up in that area affected you with hip-hop.
Being from the country, like, you know, the hip-hop era around there, I grew up in the 80s, you know, so I listened to LL Cool J and stuff like that, you know, Wu-Tang. And the country kind of went harder than the city when it came to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of us was very in tune with the hip-hop era, you know, all the brands like Criss Cross, stuff like that, it had a real heavy influence on us, you know what I'm saying? I was mostly a fan of Criss Cross, you know. I kind of like the Criss Cross. They wear baggy pants and stuff like that. That was kind of my swag back in the day, you know.
So that was Mac Daddy, Daddy Mac back in the day.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to one of the members. He just passed on.
Right.
But that's interesting because Jermaine Dupri, he snatched him up at a young age. Got them.
Right.
And they brought a whole culture of what I would say a new form of down south music to the masses through what they were doing. So knowing that Criss Cross was one of your first introductions to hip hop, what was your first album that you ever bought that was hip hop?
I have to go with Jay-Z's album, Reasonable Doubt. I was a hardcore Jay-Z Nas fan, you know. I like the Nas Illmatic. I was more so that Jay-Z and Nas era, you know. I really, you know, those guys really was basically my influence on rapping. I can say that because Nas, so what influenced me with the poetry, like he could write so good, you know. That kind of inspired me to pick up a pen, you know, and hey, let me see what I can do with this, you know. And I liked it, that, you know what I'm saying, but Nas and Jay-Z was probably like the first, it was probably like the first albums, like, I started actually going in the store asking, like, hey, let me get that Nas CD. Hey, let me get this. And back in those days, you know, you couldn't really go in the store and buy CDs unless you was 18 years old. So, you
right, know, right.
I get somebody, go in there, hey, man, get me a Nas CD. Get me a Jay-Z CD, you know what I'm saying? I pass the money to them to go get it for me, but Nas and Jay-Z, that was like the first two real albums that I actually really went and bought, spent some money on.
For my listeners that's under the age of 21, that is before iTunes. See, I got to give them a little history. Back then, you used to stand outside all night long in the rain, snow, sleet, wherever, to be one of the first people the next day to hit school, to be at wherever, and say you got this album. It was kind of a supply and demand thing. Now, Jay-Z, Nas. Now, that's an interesting combo. Right. It's like the yin and the yang. That's New York hip-hop.
Right.
But you do a lot of down south.
Right.
Where did the switch come from?
Well, mainly with the style and the form of rap, you know, as the era and generation trains, you know. It's more so I take my style. I like to be versatile, you know what I'm saying? I like to switch it up. I like to give somebody some everything to listen to. You know, I want to let dudes know, hey, I can get on this up north beat. I can rip that, too. I can get on this down south beat. I can rip that, too, you know? Because, like, a lot of guys I do songs with, say, for instance, like Naldo, my boy Brass, you know? Shout out to him. We did a
track. Shout out Brass Knuckles.
Yeah, he raw, you know? Me and him did a track just yesterday, you know what I'm saying? He's more of an up north type cat. He got up north swag, you know what I mean? But me and him, you know, we collab all the time. And, you know, my style and his style is totally different. But when we get together, we make magic, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't come in this game being, a one track or have one style that's all you can do. You know, you got to be able to switch it up. You got to be versatile. Even though I don't like a lot of up north beats, I still will get in the booth and eat because that's what I started it at. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I had a lot of people ask me. They said, this dude, Goon, you work with, he talks a lot about hoes, thoughts, tricks, honey bunnies, the ladies.
Right.
I even had one lady, she said, he's got a lot of women that follow him. Now, is that something that you purposely did with music, or did you already have that woman following? Because I bumped into a lady from Winterville, my cousin, shout out Shamika Boyd. She was like, I know Mario. Everybody know Mario.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Before I met you, I didn't know who you was, but everybody was like, you got to meet this rapper. He looked like Little Plies. I said, Little Plies? Who that?
Right.
And it was you when I found out it was you. So how did you get this fan base that you got? Because it's impressive that it's a lot of women.
I'm going to be 100% honest.